The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is December 5th, 2019. John, a little bit under weather. Actually, there's rumor that I'm there's a mutiny at the network here, and I'm taking over. That's not true. Just let you all know that's not true. There's a second rumor floating around that John's name has popped up on Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island client list. That's not true either. That's not true. He's just taking a day off, resting up a little bit, maybe just a smidgen, not up to par. He should be back tomorrow. If not back Friday, he will be back Monday with myself on the National Intel Report. So just let you know those two rumors. No, none of them are true. Just put those out of your head. Well, I did something today I have never done before. I felt compelled to do so. I was reading some articles on Lou Rockwell today, and I found an article talking about war. That it's not a necessity, it is a want. It's a good article. I think I sent it over to the network. It should be there. I'll check on the next break to see it's there. And if it is there, you should definitely read it. If it's not, we'll post it. So I felt compelled to print this out, keep a copy for myself. But I felt compelled to, you're not going to believe this. I know John gives me a hard time. You hate Trump. You hate Trump. No, I don't hate Trump. I don't really hate anybody. That might be all true. But I just hold him to a higher standard, and I expect more. I really want more. Have you ever just looked at somebody and you said, God, you're just so much, you've got so much more to give. Why are you just holding back? That's kind of how I feel when I look at Donald Trump. I'm saying, come on, you promised this. Give me something. Come on. You have such great opportunity here, and you're blowing it. Come on. You know, we just can't sit back and wait any longer. This nation is suffering. It's got problems, so many problems. It's not a great country. And you campaigned on Make America Great Again. It's been a long time. I look back on my 70s and my 80s and the youth, and I said those were great times for me. And my family life and everything, my father was working, everything's fine. We never had any problems like that. Money and family was always family, and we didn't have any health issues. So I think 70s, 60s, 70s, and 80s were just grand for me. And then something kind of happened. Now there was a Gulf War, and then there's 9/11, and everything kind of changed. Everything kind of got worse. And then we had a TSA, and then we had an NSA, and we had all the surveillance. And we had all these things that were just taking away our liberties, our freedoms. And it's getting worse year after year after year. And it's just every president comes in and talks about transparency. We'll have transparency. We're the government. We respect your wishes, and we really do care what you think. We'll be transparent, approachable. And then you have both sides just fighting like cats and dogs here, and we got this circus going on now with the impeachment. Well, I wrote a letter. I typed up a letter on my computer today on Word document here to the President of the United States. I kid you not. I kid you not. I really did. But I read a little bit here. Like I said, this article, I will check a little later to see if it's in there on the website there. But you have to word this. It actually tells you, if you go to the website for the White House, it tells you how to form your letter to show respect. I think we all know how to show respect. I think I know how to form a letter, but I follow their guidelines because I want to make sure it kind of goes in the right place. I mean, he may get this thing. It may end up at his desk, and somebody may read it ahead of him. I'm sure they will. And they may read it and say, you know what, Mr. President, this is a pretty good letter. I like this letter, and I think you should read it. And maybe, possibly, I might get a response back. If not from him, probably from one of his aides or something. But I thought, what the heck? It's worth a shot. I feel motivated to do so. Let's do it. So I said here, Dear Mr. President, please work to defy those at the Pentagon who work to create more chaos and more wars in the future. Find commerce through peace, not war. Please read the Lou Rockwell article about war. War is not a necessary, it is a want. Continue to push back on the do-nothing Democrats with their impeachment circus. I offer this advice as a concerned citizen and a true patriot. I do a broadcast on RBN. I did a plug for us here, Republic Broadcasting Network. Feel free to contact me if you ever wish, would like to come on to the program. We are in your corner. You should consider phasing out the mainstream media and begin to include the independent media for informing the people. The independent media is your friend, and friends watch your back. Give my address, telephone number. Have a blessed day, Mr. President. I like saying that. Have a blessed day. We say that down here in Florida quite a bit. And I got down here and everybody said, have a blessed day. I like that. They open doors for people and they say nice things and have a blessed day. What a nice thing to say. Have a blessed day. Sincerely, Stephen Elkins. Gave my email, the date of the time of the show. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And the article I typed up, I actually printed off and I sent it with him. And my wife says, are you serious? Is this really going to the White House? Yeah. Never done that before. Never done that before. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Well, there was no circus today. I tuned in. I thought there'd be a little bit more of a circus. There was some yesterday. We had Rhodes Scholars, the legal scholars, that are telling us what the Constitution really says and how this president has violated the Constitution. And what was the one with the female said something that the framers of the Constitution would be horrified at how this president has used his office and power to benefit him personally. I thought, really? Framers of the Constitution, the same ones who snuck out in the middle of the night, walking through the snow to the slave shack to have sex with the female black slaves. Are you talking about those guys? Yeah, I think they would be horrified. I think they'd be terribly horrified what they see here. There was no quid, there's no pro, there's no quo. And I got to say, the clip we played yesterday was awesome. Was awesome. And that Jones, can't remember his first name. It'll come to me. Really nailed it. Home run. Pointed out this thing was planned a long time ago. They have nothing. They're just simply grasping at straws. They got nothing. But that doesn't stop them in the House from impeaching. Pelosi today talking about, we're going to do it. Are you guys ready? Yep, we're ready. We're doing it. Okay, we're good. More egg on your face because it's going to go nowhere. Senate won't look at it. They will not vote on it. They won't even look at it because you have no evidence. You know, it's amazing to me that these legal scholars and all these people in Congress and the House, all being attorneys, have to be some really lousy attorneys. Because I understand when you go to law school, you learn a little thing about evidence, presenting evidence to make your case, to win your case. You must have evidence. You can't go with hunches. You can't go with theories. You can't go with speculation to win your case. You actually have to show some substance and say, here it is, Your Honor. Here is the evidence that makes my case. Not today. Accusations, allegations, speculation, theory. punches, all seem to work now in the rule of law. At least for this impeachment, it is. It's working. I would still hope that if he ever went into a court of law, that no attorney's going to win his case on something about a hunch, a theory, a speculation. Let's hope not. If it comes to that, we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. I do want to go back real quick here and read something to you. John was a little heated up last night, and I don't blame him. I'm very angry, too, when people force their agendas on me or my children. You know, I can handle it because I'm an adult. I can handle it. I can push back and say, I spoke yesterday of tanking my car up, and a young black man at the checkout there. I'm friendly. I talk to everybody. My wife always says, you know, you talk to everybody. You're just like a nice guy to everybody. You'd probably carry on a conversation with the devil, wouldn't you? If you saw him, you'd probably go up and talk to him, wouldn't you? I said, yeah, you're probably right. I would. I'd go there and tell him you have to change your ways. You got to stop this nonsense. Stop this evil doing here. You know, I probably would try to convert him. But I do talk to everybody. And so I walked up to prepay for my gas. There's a young black guy standing there, and I just looked over at him. I said, hey, have you ever done any stand-in work for Dave Chappelle, the comedian Dave Chappelle? Pretty funny guy. You know, not on the same level as Richard Pryor, but he can be. You know, he can be a little iffy there, a little bit off color sometimes. But he's pretty funny. And as far as his politics goes, he's a conservative, believe it or not. He's very outspoken, and he calls it fair and square. As far as I can see, that's the way I am. So I kind of like some of his comedy. I would say that's pretty funny stuff. I'm not big on language, foul language, but you know, sometimes you throw it in there. I'm okay with that. I'm not a prude here. I've heard these words before. So I say this to this guy. I said, yeah, you look like a stand. You could be a stand-up for Dave Chappelle. And he gives me this kind of this chuckle look. He said, you're saying that because we all look alike. And I kind of laughed and I said, don't go there. I was giving him warning, right? Don't go there. I'm being nice. I'm being cordial. I'm being friendly. Don't go there. And then the cashier, the female cashier, gets into it. Hey, you guys, don't get in a fight. Basically, she was saying, don't argue about this. I looked at her. I said, there's nothing racial about it. It was actually a compliment. Now, I didn't say Jimmy Walker. If I called him, I said, you look like Denzel Washington, would that have been a compliment? Would you have said, hey, I kind of like Denzel. Yeah, I can see that. Thanks. I appreciate that. Was it the person themselves, or was it just because he had this idea that we all think that blacks all look alike? No, you don't. But you do look like Dave Chappelle, okay? How about if I said you looked like Malcolm X? Would that have made you happy? How about if I said you looked like Martin Luther King? Would that have made you happy? Guy was looking for a fight. He was looking for an argument. I wasn't going to give him one. I simply shut him down and said, don't go there. You've got no case. Paid for my gas and went. Laughed all the way to the parking lot to tank my car up. People were looking at me like, what's he laughing about? I just shaking my head laughing. Just, here was a good day. And actually, it still turned out to be a good day. But I don't like it when people try to manufacture a crisis, manufacture something from nothing. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now with the circus of an impeachment. That's exactly what we have here. We have some people that hate Donald Trump so much. They hate this guy so much. They're consumed with hate. That all they think about and dream about is destroying this man. You know, they can't tackle him on his policies, and I'm not crazy about all his policies. I mean, he's done some things correctly. He's done some things right. I'm not a total anti-Trumper. I'm just a guy in the middle going, you know what, I expect a lot more from you. So, I don't get it. And I keep wishing. I still hope, pulled out hope, that something will happen here. You know, people say, well, maybe in the second term. In the second term, maybe he will. I guess that's all we have to hold on to. The second term. I assume he will get a second term unless some false flag happens. And there's theories now a serious false flag is going to happen in the Persian Gulf and the economy is going to crash. He'll get the blame for it and they'll find something else and he'll be out. So, but then again, who on the Democrat side would step in? Warren? Bernie Sanders? Joe Biden? Jeez. Talk about a circus of clowns. The entire Democrat nominee candidates for 2020 are clowns. They really are. Well, we lost one. Harris left. O'Rourke a week before. Still got quite a few more to go. I do want to read this to you. I was just mentioning that John had a little bit of a meltdown yesterday, talking about things being imposed on him, pushed on him, and especially children. And I'm the same way. I don't like anybody to push an agenda on my child. And I suggested, we were talking about this, drag queen day and coming into your school and the drag queen story hour and molding these young children, these minds to accepting alternative lifestyle. And this is when I say alternative, because alternative is odd. It's unusual. It's queer. It's something you don't want. That's why I don't refer to this media source as the alternative media. I refer to it as the independent media. I want nothing to do with alternative. Well, look at alternative music, alternative lifestyle, all stuff that, that's not for me. It's not for me. Good for you if you like that. I'm hope you're happy. Good for you. But please do not push it on me. And don't push it on my child. So I'm a big advocate for homeschooling, networking with other families to find the education you need to educate your children. Because it appears the public school system is not going to step it up. They're all caving into this political correctness. We must cave in. We're afraid to stand up and say no, because we'll be labeled homophobes, xenophobes, a phobe of some sort. No, what they are is spineless, lacking character, thin-skinned. So I received, John received an email from a listener. I got a lot of emails yesterday on the show. Respond back to most I can. And it's just, sender name is Mike P. Says, hello, John. I want to commend you for your program last night, 12-4, especially your stance regarding the Austin School Board implementing faggot education to children. I'm just reading it as is. Everyone on that board should be physically unseated and face criminal charges for child abuse. If you think your blood pressure rose while listening, mine went through the roof, resulting in a bad migraine. Therefore, I had to listen to the rest of the program today through the archives. For your information, we no longer have school age children. Thanks to RBN, we were educated beyond belief. I must admit, at first, it was a tough pill to swallow, and at times, it really pissed me off to hear the facts you presented. We didn't want to believe what you were saying, even though after proving what you said were the facts. Bottom line, we pulled our boys out of the public school system before they reached junior high school and homeschooled them. Both boys got their high school diplomas and are doing well as adults. Again, I'd like to thank you and your host. Keep it up, and your blood pressure down. Have a great day. Sincerely, Mike Peep. It's nice to see that somebody agrees with us. We're just talking about high standards. We're talking about doing the right thing and leave the children alone. Leave them alone. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. This is the National Intel Report.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
And we are back. That's actually one of the bumper songs for my good friend Keith Rogers in his show on Sunday. Follows my show. His show is called Perception Management. My show on Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m., and it's called Off the Beaten Path. And we're going to go to the phones here. I hope I said something right. I haven't heard from this person in a while from Texas. Roxanne, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello, Roxanne.
Yes, sir. I want to wish you and family Merry Christmas, and if you do all that. Anywho, I know a lot of people are on fences or whatever they want to be on, but did you know yesterday, Sergey Brin, you know, he's the co-founder of Google, and he was married from 2007 to 2015 to Annie Wojcicki. She was the co-founder of 23andMe. That's that DNA site.
Susan
Wojcicki, is the CEO of YouTube. See how all the family, they all stepped down yesterday. So stuff is getting done, maybe not to your or my liking, so to speak. There's so much happening, and it's worldwide. And, I, you know, oh, Trump is worse, and I haven't seen anybody in my lifetime do a thing to help us to make CEOs. These are prominent people step down.
So, well, let me stop you right there, Roxanne. Hopeful. Roxanne, hold up, Roxanne. Okay. Let me ask you, why do they step down? Do we know why they step down?
Well, you know, it's the same story as all of this. They were caught on film or on tape, like Epstein, channeling, trafficking children over the years, okay? That's why they said, or they channeled and trafficked each other. It doesn't matter exactly how. But why would these people, these elite people, step down? On, they didn't do it under Bush. They didn't do it under Clinton. They didn't do it under Obuzu. But they're doing it under Trump. Why? Ask yourself, why would these people step down?
That is a very good question. A very good question.
Well,
Roxanne, we didn't have a Me Too movement 4 years ago. and that Me Too movement is very strong now. And for some reason, whether it's a diversion from other things.
Yes.
I mean, for a while there, they focused on the Catholic Church and all the pedophilia with young boys and stuff. And of course, after that was over and they had nobody else to go after, seems like Weinstein was the next guy up, and then they found a couple actors It's easy. One after the other, they started going after other celebrities, and then celebrities came forward, and females were saying, well, I had to do this and this and this. And, you know, the only problem I had with some of this is that nobody's ever really discussed this, and we know it exists, Roxanne, but there is a thing called the casting couch in Hollywood. And many young girls will do whatever is asked for them to find fame and fortune. That's never discussed. That's never talked about. And is it right? No, but it's been going on a long time. And the woman actually has the choice to say, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, then you're not going to be in the movie. Okay, that's fine.
We got to put our feet down here
and say no to some things. And women have to say no. But we know women in the past have climbed that ladder to the top. Using sex. Now, I've tried to climb the ladder using sex, and it's not getting me anywhere. I am still where I am. I'm never going to climb any higher. But women have that ability to turn heads. I mean, they dress nice. They look pretty. They smell nice. They use that to their advantage many, many times. And I can't do that. Guys can't do that. So,
well,
but
they do.
You kind of
men
hit
do,
on half the problem. What's that?
Men do that, the same thing. There's a load. Most of Hollywood is bisexual, and most people don't want to even talk about this. I mean, they're bisexual in Hollywood. I lived, I worked, they're bisexual. They'll do anything to get $20 million a film, okay? Don't worry about whether it's a boy or a girl or somebody that's trying to be something else. But what I'm trying to teach everybody, this, Trump is not, you know, the godsend all. We are
no, I agree.
Believing in ourselves finally, and that's where we really got to look at. I know a lot of people have to quote this book and that book and this writer, but you got to start quoting yourself. You got to start figuring out what works for you. And people are very spirited or passionate about, you know, I don't want to see a transgender showing their crotch to children. And what kind of parent sends their child to a library to look at that to begin with? That's all wrong. So there's so much that we have to take upon ourselves and say, I don't need this anymore. And I hear the music, and Steve, you know, you don't hear from me, but I always think of you and your family, and we love you. Good night, sir.
I appreciate it, Roxanne. Thank you for your call. Back, Chance in West Virginia.
You are tuned in to the National Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries
and
to keep
her back.
Cool.
This is the National Anthem Report. I love that song. Chris Rea, Texas. He's actually a very sick, sick man. I keep looking in the paper thinking he's going to be the one that wants leaves us here pretty soon. But we're going to go back to the phones here in West Virginia. Chance in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Steve. You know, you're a lot like me in a lot of ways. Did you ever find yourself at times, Steve, saying, "I'm fighting for people who won't fight for themselves," and throw your hands up in the air and say, "I'm done"? Did you ever feel that way at times?
Yeah, actually, I have, and I'm glad you mentioned that because in my line of work here, when I work with patients, you know, patients get a second chance with me. A lot of times, they get a second chance, sometimes even a third. But, you know, I tell them lifestyle changes are needed. You got a second chance here. You need to do this, this, and this. And if they take my recommendation, they should do well in life. But then you turn around and you see this guy, he's got the cigarette back in his mouth. He had a heart attack, or he's obese, morbidly obese. You know, they just don't. For some reason, they play Russian roulette. And I think Americans are gamblers by heart. They gamble on nearly everything. their health. They gamble driving too fast. They don't wear a helmet on the, when they're driving a motorcycle. They gamble too much. They eat too much. They do everything in excess. And we've always learned that the best is moderation, but some people just can't live like that. They just take chances on everything. So I know what you're talking about. When you try and you say, you know, this is what you need to do, when you give them the best information and they don't do it, and then they're back in the hospital again, and you just kind of shake your head and you go, it's quite obvious you didn't take my recommendation. So, yeah, that's frustrating. Well, that's very frustrating.
Well, Steve, yeah. It's not only with their physical health, it's with the knowledge that you try to impart to them about what's being done to them in a tyrannical system. Right. You know, I'm finding that the world, unfortunately, has a way of forcing one to be selfish. And I find myself getting old and tired, and I say, how much can you try to convince people to get off the track? The train is coming. Yeah. I would like to relate a personal story to you.
Sure. Go ahead.
Because you probably understand this more than most people. Now, my parents were very good people, God rest their souls, but they were the type of people who their philosophy was go along to get along. Now, me, I always marched to the beat of a different drummer, my own drummer. And I would imagine there were many times they wondered if they probably brought home the wrong baby from the hospital, you know?
Right.
But as it may be, the story I want to relate to you is, when we're alone at times, quiet moments, we all think, especially as you advance in age, you think about your past. Mm-hmm. And what popped in my mind, it doesn't pop in my mind too often, but this 15 years ago, I was going through a life-threatening illness. Mm-hmm. All right, to make a long story short, at that time, back then, there were these TV VCRs, combo things. You remember those, right? Well, I bought one from a local TV store. Now, you might get a chuckle out of this. I was very sick at the time, and I bought this, and it didn't work right, and I returned it to the guy, local shop. And he kept messing me around, wouldn't fix it, wouldn't give me my money back. Now, here I am. I would get off the bus, go in there, and he keep messing me around. Now, keep in mind, I'm totally hairless. I'm about 82 pounds. I got a 24-inch waist. But yet, I kept up at this guy because what he did, speaking of doing the right thing, like you said, he did me wrong. And so everybody, even my own parents, said, I had an idea. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a placard. Now, mind you, he's done this to me for months. The only thing that kept me distracted from my illness was watching old classic VCRs, you know, old movies.
Yeah.
Took my mind off of my own illness. So it was a distraction that I needed at that time. One distraction. And my parents said, oh, that's a silly idea, too. And everybody poo-pooed it, right? Now you want, here's the lesson. One day I got so fed up, I got off the bus, and here I'm looking like a real GQ man, Steve, you know, 82 pounds, no hair. And I had the placard, and I says, you give me my money back right now, or I'm going to stand here in front of your store with this placard at rush hour, and everybody's going to say, and your business is going to go downhill. And you want to hear something, Steve? Everybody poo-pooed it. I did that. I threatened him. He gave me back my money that day. Now, that taught me something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I actually had to use my position yesterday. I'm about ready to cancel my cable because it's so bad. I keep losing service transmission here and there, and I've got three different accounts with this company here, and I have a tolerance level, and after a certain time amount of time, once I go over my tolerance, I'm not very nice, and I actually had to get really nasty with somebody, and I told him, I said that I do a radio program that goes across the globe here, and if I lose transmission, it doesn't look good on me and the network. So I tell you what I'm going to do. You're going to waive, first of all, you're going to waive this much money on this month. You're going to completely give me, I have no bill wiped away for November. And December, you're going to take off $100, and that's the way it's going to be. And I'm going to go on GCN, or I'm going to go on RBN, and I'm going to tell everybody about my personal experience with your company. And it won't be slander. It won't be defamation, because it's a true account. I've actually has an itemized list here of the days you came out. Things were broken. Things didn't work. They came out today. I got a new box again today. It's working now, but I actually had to use, I had to go beyond that threshold to say, I've had enough of it now. Now I'm going to be a prick, and I'm going to say, you either fix this and you take all this money off, because I've had, you know, can you imagine going into a restaurant, ordering a steak, and they bring you out a hamburger, and then they bring you the bill, but they charge you for the steak? That's exactly what's happened the last 3 months with this cable company, and I'm tired of it. And I finally pushed back really hard, and I think I made my point. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
I guess so. You know, when I think back, and I don't think about it too often because it was a pretty hard time of my life, but I said to myself, if I would have listened to everybody else, that wouldn't have happened, okay? And number two, I was at death's doorstep and I did it. And I got to say to myself, what makes people who are healthy not want to fight while they have health on their side? It's just another life lesson learned. And I figured you might relate to that. And a lot of people won't, because they just don't want to fight. And that brings me to the point I asked you at the beginning. You get to a point where you find yourself getting older and tired. And, you know, you're aging. And you say, I hope I'm doing good. Am I doing? And like I said, it forces you to become selfish. It forces you to become a person you don't want to be, because you're trying to inspire people, and you find out they don't want to be inspired.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that some people, Chance, have to hit rock bottom. They flat out have to hit rock bottom. They're not going to make a change in their life until they hit rock bottom.
That's a terrible time to act. That's a terrible. I did it because, and I think it helped me. I'll be honest with you, because it also took my mind off my illness at the time. I did what's right. Whether I'm going to live or die, there's nothing I can do to change that. But I'm going to do what's right at the moment. And nobody agreed with it. Not even my parents, God rest their souls. You know, they said,
well, Chance,
oh, kind of silly. Yes, sir.
Chance, how much of people being silent you think is actually due to fear? They fear
it is.
For losing their employment, their position, whatever else they're doing. How much of you think actually people are being silent because of fear? I think a good portion of people are because they're afraid of losing their jobs, their benefits, and other things.
I think all of it is fear, Steve. They fear everything. They fear their mortality. They fear loss of their jobs. They fear everything. And as long as they have that fear, they're in a stalemate. Things can only get worse. I'm convinced of that. I believe my fighting spirit gave me a new lease on life. I don't know how I can explain it, but I think it had an impact on my health in a positive way. I really do. And here it was for a material thing, a stupid material thing. But that material thing, I needed it at the time. I needed something to distract me, you know, because I didn't want to dwell on and have self-pity. I needed something to, you know, help me cope a little bit and take my mind off things at that time.
Well, I've always said, Chance, crisis builds character.
Yes, it does.
It really
does.
It really, crisis builds character. It teaches you how to, think about how much satisfaction you get if you dig yourself out of the hole and you fix a bad situation. What self-esteem booster is that? I've just got myself out of a major jam. I thought this through. I found a solution. I'm back up again. I mean, it's just so beneficial. and it builds character and strength. And we have a lot of people walking this planet here, especially a lot of this youth, who have character or short or deficits in character. They're a character in crisis. And they're snowflakes. I mean, everything hurts their feelings. Everything they don't like is hate speech. They can't handle the truth. You know, they have their little zones. No, you can't say that. We have a safe speech zone right here, and you can't talk that way. You know, this country has a serious problem with character deficit, especially a lot of this youth.
Yep, and it's a shame. Character is what a lot of your hosts on RBN have. I admire them for me. Like I said, I'm getting older and more tired. Trying to help other people, and I don't want to become a selfish person, but by the same token, no. I'm worn out trying to help people who don't want to help themselves. You think a little wisdom might inspire them, and I start thinking about the frustration on the part of you guys, and I say, God bless these gentlemen.
Let me throw something at you. After Christmas, I flew out to see Vincent Finelli, and John Stadmiller was out there. We had a couple of days. We sat down, talked. We talked the world's problems, tried to find solutions, and also things for the network. And I went to a kind of a prepper's meeting and was talking about preparedness, and it was associated with USA Prepares, Vincent Finelli's show. And we talked about around the room. We went around the room. We talked about all these people that we know, and we're telling them, giving them some information to say, make sure you have enough food, water, all these things, being prepared for a crisis. Don't rely on government. Okay, so you've been teaching people all this along for the last year or more. All these people you're educating, and they don't take advantage of it. They don't do what they're supposed to be doing. They don't prepare themselves for crisis. And then the stuff hits the fan, and they end up on your door.
There
saying,
you go,
help.
Steve. And you know what? And that's when I don't want them on my door. Because if I've told you and you didn't pay heed, don't come to me. I've done all I can, and I'm sure you feel that way too. I don't want you on my door. Because I've told you, I've warned you. If you didn't want to listen, don't show up on my door. I'm sorry, you've got to go. I mean, well, thank God for your endurance, a lot of your show hosts' endurance. I don't know how long you can keep it up, but God bless you nevertheless. I know it's a very, very hard thing to do. It's hard for me. Like I said, at that time, that story I gave you, I look back at that time. Sometimes it brings tears to my eyes, but immediately after that, it brings a smile to my face.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can understand that.
I do. I was a little emotional talking about my mom's story, and whenever I talk about that and thinking about how her childhood was stripped away from her, I'm bothered by that. And that's also why I push so hard to educate people and to stop this nonsense, the unnecessary war, because I think about my mother, of what she went through, and I look over there in Iraq and Afghanistan and other countries, Yemen, and I say, those children are suffering the horrors that my mother did, and I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't want that.
Well, hopefully, Steve, I pray for you guys. It'll make some difference. I tried to many times. I don't know if it works. Apparently, in the world we live in now, I don't know where people's heads are at. They don't take anything. It's a shame that they need a tragedy or a crisis to occur to wake them up. Why wait? Life is so short. We're all getting older. Like I said, I'm getting older and tired. Right. We all are. I can't understand. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, Steve, I'm going to let you go now. Thank you for letting me say my piece. God bless you now, sir.
Thank you, Chance. Appreciate it. Going to get back to the phones here, probably bring you through a break here in Georgia. Mark in Georgia, you're on the show.
Hey. Well, you mind if I share an internet rumor? Here's a little internet rumor that Santa has a delayed gratification list for little kitties that are willing to wait until the original Christmas was known as Three Kings Day, which is January 6th. And if the kiddies are willing to agree to wait until January 6th to observe, you know, to get their presents, they'll get better stuff and more stuff, more and or better. Doesn't that sound like a deal?
Yeah.
Because the thing, I know, it's something where I'm like, you know, the thing is, the decision to observe the birth of Christ on December 25th was never a good idea. It was something that was done to compete with the pagan festival on their terms, instead of saying, let's just minister to these people when they're having their, you know, help them get over their hangovers and like that. Sounds like the music's playing.
Yeah, it is. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about this. I have a little theory on this also. And
I may be
out in left field on this one, but I'll throw a little science at you. And we'll come right back after this short commercial break. This is the National Intel Report.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. We do have open phone lines, 800-313-9443. Before I go back to Mark in Georgia, I'm going to give you my little theory here. understanding, at least what I've always learned, that Jesus was not born in December. He was born in April. But if you look scientifically, and I can't we can't quite figure this out other than it might be involved or associated with a disorder called SAD, S-A-D, seasonal affective disorder, and that people actually spend a lot more money when the weather is cold, when the weather is bad, when it's snowy. And I just kind of wonder sometimes, understanding who's behind all of this commerce, and you know what I'm talking about there. Who owns all the stores? Who owns all the mainstream media? Well, those are the same people that own your stores too. And those are the ones who don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe he was the Son of God. They believe he was just a prophet. So I got this funny feeling that somewhere along the line, understanding that people feel much better buying stuff for themselves in the season when the weather is getting colder and colder and colder, that they would bring them great, great profit. So I just have this funny suspicion that that's why it was picked December, that it would be a good commerce. It would bring a lot of commerce in the cold weather, people trying to fix their sad situation here. What do you think?
Okay, well, thank you for... here's the thing, is what I've learned is that throughout history wasn't that big a deal. Like I pointed out to a friend of mine who, you know, is doing extensive research on the effects of alcohol, to put it euphemistically, and I said, remember, it was the Hessians were hung over on Christmas when the Washington came in and, you know, the Christmas surprise. And so the thing is, you might want to consider with things going the way they are, that sobriety is a better way to be. So the thing is that throughout history, Christmas, there was a time where, Cromwell who banned Christmas, which was seen as a Catholic thing. And it wasn't until Dickens wrote a book called A Christmas Carol that became popular, that popularized Christmas. The thing is that historically, it was back in the 4th century that in order to compete with this pagan festival called Saturnalia, which had to do with, you know, that the days are stopped getting shorter, they started getting longer, they decided to observe the birth of Christ on December 25th. And I will grant you what you're saying fits in perfectly with, it's a huge commercial success. They commercialized Christmas, like Coca-Cola had the Santa with the red costume and all like that. But now I'm having a brown Christmas because I'm working for UPS and making a lot better money now than I was last month. But it's not going to last. I mean, eventually Christmas season is going to be over. And it's like, well done, good job, later.
But you know, right, you know, now, Mark, I worked
ones and zeros. Sorry?
Mark, stay on the line, Mark. We're in the second hour. We'll come back to you again here. I actually worked for UPS in my first year of college, loading all those trucks, your trucks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up, the National Intel Report.
We must take America back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend-
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.